Welcome to the Come Sit Down Show. In each episode, we dive deep into heartfelt conversations. So find a cozy spot and come sit down as we talk friendship, family, and faith.
Welcome back to the Come Sit Down Show. Our last conversation was so good that we wanted to finish up that conversation. We were talking about breaches and wanted to get into real and perceived breach and looking at emotional maturity. So girls, let's keep talking about what that is. And why don't you talk a little bit more about emotional maturity and how it ties into breaches or real or perceived?
Yeah. Real or perceived. That's it. We have to know if it is a perceived breach, because there's times a person could have said or done. I mean, it's so much like, man, like, did that come out like that? I really didn't mean it that way, or did not mean to, you know. So maturity, emotional maturity says, I'm not finna slide down the wall. I am. I'm with my big girl panties on, and I am just going to handle the information I have right now, so I can know if this is a real breach. Is it perceived? Is this something, a division, you know, a dividing from God, like he did, what was it, Abram and Lot? You know, that was needful. Some things are needful. So, and then the emotional maturity comes in, is how you going to handle it.
That right there.
Are you going to be honest?
Yes.
Are you going to do what I used to do, with bury my head like an ostrich? Are you going to be honest? You're like, this hurts. This is a heart thing. I carried this person in my heart. And it's sliced into a gazillion pieces right now.
Tiny little ones.
And they're, listen to this, and they're not owning up to it. That's even deeper.
Didn't even see it.
That's even deeper.
Absolutely. Can.
Yeah, absolutely. Real or perceived, but y'all know I miss seek to understand. So, you know, I have to consider, like you said, what was the situation, my history with the person? Have I seen the behavior before? So real or perceived for me is going to come through prayer and God revealed to me, or I've got to have a seek to understand conversation with the person. That alone takes maturity. Because seeking to understand is the 100% avoidance of assumption.
There you go.
I want to make sure that I picked up what you put down.
Did you put that down? Right.
You know, but I literally use those literal words, because I want the person to, I want us to meet on the same page. I need, help me understand. So right there, I'm disarming. I've got no weapon. I come in
help
peace.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't mean that, you know, it may pinch a nerve, but I don't want to go back there through assumption, and I don't want to allow the situation to simply lead me there. So help me understand how we got here. And it's taken me years, decades probably, to arrive there. Because for the majority, that's where I defer to right off top. Like, even in marriage, you know, doing life with the person. You've come into agreement on some things, and you're like, oh, well, here were our agreements, or it looks like a left turn. So it didn't have to be anything horrible, but help me understand. So I love to, you know, my husband is someone I obviously love. I want to, whether I agree or not, I want to at least have a perspective of what it looks like through your lens. So seek to understand, which helps me determine if it's real or perceived. And then that will help me understand what I need to do next. And emotional maturity, y'all know, is my, one of my favorite topics. And I keep saying, forgive me. But you have to, you know, for me, I had to turn some corners in life. I had to experience some things to develop emotional maturity. Just real quick, someone was attacking me yesterday on social media. Someone posted something. I responded. I booked it. And the person who who didn't post the message, who, you know, kept trying to essentially antagonize or pull apart what I said, adding things I didn't say. So I came out of the conversation, and other people were saying, no, that's not what Candace meant. And I had decided that she was committed to misunderstanding.
Oh, yeah.
I had to be okay with it.
That's you gotta let it go.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you're on antelopes, and I was talking about tigers. Right. It's black and white to me. But sometimes you can get into situations where people are committed to misunderstanding, or in other words, only seeing life through their lens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those people can be challenging, or a sweeter word, unique to communicate with. But once I understand what's happening, then that tells me how to move.
Okay. You're being nice.
Yeah, because sometimes they're downright crazy.
And absolutely dangerous.
Yes.
And what did Paul say?
Well, this person last night was. That's why I said, you know what? Wisdom says, be quiet.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's. I was like, oh, you're being nice. Because Paul said, what's his name? Was injurious.
Yes.
There are some people that are injurious.
Yes. Very true.
Because in maturity, like there, I had to have a conversation with someone. And so I'm listening because I'm a listener. Mm-hmm. And I can be very, it's only by the grace of God. And what they had complete, everything was defense. And so they pulled other friends in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, had I not had enough spiritual wisdom to recognize, all of those other relationships could have fell like dominoes.
Sure.
Because this person was on the defense, and it didn't matter the collateral damage that I was going to cause to be on the defense with you.
Right.
But I had to step back and be like, you're injurious and you're dangerous right now.
Yeah. Because clear sign of emotional immaturity.
Clear sign.
Yeah. Clear sign.
So of like, lack of it. And what is the, one of the scriptures we had was talking about a person that divides.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The scripture was in Proverbs, talks about a dividing. Yes. So when you hear that, although you want to have grace and mercy because God has had much on us, you got to hear that because they can become injurious, and then you have to be able to position them properly in your life.
Correct.
So that there's no domino effect with other friends, especially if it's a friend group, or it could be your money, it could be a business partner.
Yes.
You injurious, you're making me lose 7 and 8 figures or whatever the case may be. But that's part of emotional maturity, being able to listen, hear, perceive, and navigate properly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When you said calling things out, I think is part of emotional maturity.
Mm-hmm.
In that understanding, like in that situation, that you are injurious. And that's not something that's an attack. It just is.
Yeah.
And the wisdom through that to understand whether it's perceived breach or it is an actual breach is the truth. And the truth still sets people free.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And what I've experienced is that people sometimes don't want to hear or say the truth.
That's correct.
Even if they see it or an agreement, it takes a level of maturity to call a thing a thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Right.
Yeah.
There is, or it takes a level to say, you know, I saw that too, but I didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just sat back and I watched you, Ange, or someone else take the damage or the hits, even though I saw the same thing.
Yeah.
But I refused to step in the ring and use my emotional maturity or lack thereof, cowardice, to kind of sit on the sidelines and watch this. And you saw it, and like, I've heard it. I didn't want to say nothing, but I saw the same thing.
And calling you a friend.
You're not my friend.
But you just pushed me in front of a whole train.
What is that Denzel movie saying? How were they so comfortable talking about me in front of you?
There you go. There you go.
When you call, you know, so you saw this thing. You want to play both sides of the coin.
Correct.
My God.
So actually, you the Judas.
Right.
You the Judas.
Right.
Wow. And we don't want to go to Cat Williams. What do you say? It's not my fault that you have an allegiance with losers.
The best statement of that whole episode.
Listen.
Anyway.
It was the truth of the matter.
It was the truth of the matter.
Yes, it was. Well, we wanted to come on in and circle back because it was so good.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll come back and talk about it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we will see you again soon on the next episode of Come Sit Down.